Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Work. Hi, honey.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
Okay. Oh, good to be with all of you. And I want to remind everyone that you can email Squirrel during the show with questions. We have several tonight. I don't know how if we're going to get through all of them, but if your question doesn't get addressed this week, we'll try next week. So, you know, we're always happy to have them. The team loves to interact with people. So, tonight's show is working with the new energies. And welcome to what we call the new Earth. Insert laughter here. Isn't it supposed to be easier? Well, it's certainly different. Chaos,
indeed.
Anger, one minute things look one way, the next minute they look different. But this is what you all came for, all of us did. And however, nobody explained to us what was what we could expect, or that we could expect it to be total bliss, or that it would require so much focus. So there, my friends, is the paradox. And you know, when I was writing this, the team was so funny. They were so tongue-in-cheek. Anyway, we're seeing a lot of outpicturing of the breaking down of the masking right now with money and politics and large corporations and religion and the stock market and gun control, which I didn't add. And men are going through a lot of major shift and change. boy, there's an understatement.
Yeah.
So, so tonight we're going to focus on how to function in this new world with more ease and elegance as things are breaking down. And Squirrel, you're going to talk about astrology. And
just to remind everyone, we have a new moon in Capricorn tomorrow, and Capricorn sort of suggests the time to get serious. So this little word comes from Elizabeth Carew, and she starts out by saying, what's going on this year? Okay, as 2013 has started with a rocket launch, many people are feeling disturbed, uncertain, sleep may be erratic, uncomfortable, and challenged. And why? And so she says, I felt many would feel uneasy with 2013, which goes along with what you're saying, Jackie. Since late December, a real change has come over Earth, and I'm sure a lot of it has to do with the bubble bursting over the December 21st, 2012, Mayan calendar date. My gut tells me the new age is dead. I felt this the first week in January. It came over me like a wave. Now, I know those are strong words, and I'm a very soulful and spiritually connected person, but I also feel that enough is enough, and we have to get practical, which is the new moon in Capricorn, real and grounded going forward with our spiritual connections intact. The bottom line is you need to do something with your knowledge and not just say the words, but prove them. It's not enough to sit in our meditation groups and classes and think about being spiritual. But get up and get on with your life and make a solid difference by using your God-given skills and talents. Do something with them. This is the energy for 2013 and is what we are all being called to. So if you are on to this, you'll be feeling good. If not, you may be uncomfortable. The easy solution to feeling better then? Use your talents now. So, yeah, there is some uneasiness out there.
I love this piece, by the way. Love this
piece.
Yeah,
I do too, and she's right. I mean, we can't just sit in the corner and hide with our talents. We need to get out there and demonstrate, and that's, I think, there's some reluctance in that, but anyway, new moon, set your intentions and go forward.
This is going to be a year of tremendous action. We're already seeing it on the public scene. There is no question that things are moving unbelievably fast. And so it's all on the table right now, gun control, more shooting, stock market having problems with computer trading, and since the stock market is sold, the stock market's going to be a real interesting thing to watch. If you have stocks, you may want to really think about that. And the new coin to save the economy, which, you know, I think...
I mean, really?
Either way, you know, again, rabbits out of hats. I don't judge anything. I just watch it and observe it. Because, you know, people are coming out on both sides of this. I really, you know, I have nothing to say either way. I, you know, whatever people, if they will get behind and support one thing, it can make a tremendous shift, but nobody can seem to agree on anything, which makes me laugh. Obama's cabinet bailing out.
Yeah, that's all changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and it's just changing almost every day. There's a new announcement. And for those of you that thought it was going to take time for things to break down, oops, wrong. It's not happening. It's happening so fast that I'm... And what you don't do, guns, of course, masculine, what you don't do is take a gun away from a man, or a woman lately, but from a man. So, oh, Lord. So how do we live and move and create and be in these new energies? Because this is a real fun house, people. It's all done with those rolling walkways and the distorted mirrors. And... I've seen things moving fast before, but, you know, this is definitely different. It's not, you know, the irony is we think that things are moving around us. We are moving with it. It's, you know, we're never stationary, but it feels as those things are shifting around us. That is the appearance. That's the reason for the funhouse reference. nothing feels stable because it's not. And that's absolutely wonderful. Everything is changing. It's chaos. It's beautiful chaos. And if you can think of chaos as creation energy and be in the chaos, and, you know, I go back to Christ, be in the world and not of it. Absolutely enjoying the energy and working with it, holding your own visions for what you would like to see without judgment. This is the one that always kicks our hinies.
I have to ask a question about it, though, without judgment, and I agree with that, but does that discount what we're feeling? I mean, how do you discern between what one's feeling what's going on and then judging what's going on?
It's all subjective, Squirrel.
No,
it's based on the reality that you're aligned with.
And you can still have a feeling about it instead of judgment?
In most cases, yes. You know, as much as the team has talked about compassionate detachment, that is our job right now. We came here to be of assistance. And that this is a follow-up to that article you just read. I didn't know she was going to read that. I love that particular piece. And
here's the talent part, right?
So ultimately, it is for us to move into action and follow our highest excitement and stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. We have the option, more than ever before, to align with a version of reality that we prefer in our personal lives. As all this chaos is going on around us, every time we stop to judge it, we lower our resonance, and we're going to get into that tonight. We lower our resonance. As soon as we lower our resonance, we're going to start miscreating. We're not going to align with the version of reality we prefer, because our resonance is too low. So we will align with a version of reality that matches our lower resonance and then be unhappy with what we're experiencing. You know, so, you know, this is where we have to be very, very, very clear about how and what we're creating. So, So this comes down to, okay, you being able to create anything and everything within chaos. And the question is how, and the answer is with resonance. And of course, this includes changing beliefs and having intentions and expectations. But the rub is, the seduction is to judge what's going on around you. And if you can imagine yourself spinning in this beautiful, wonderful frequency, okay, following your bliss, being excited, being in gratitude and joy, and stopping to judge something outside of you, you stop the spin and you lower the resonance, which is totally counter to what you want to do. And you won't be able to attract and create what it is you really choose to. And this is, you know, we're now down to the brass tacks here of reality creation. We came to master this. This was, you know, and to be the inspiration to other people, to be the magicians that we truly are, so we could help other people either by example, okay, through teaching, through healing work, through whatever it is we choose to do, through writing, through I don't care what. Aligning with the version of reality you prefer. There is no one version of reality. Now, I know people are going to say to me, I can feel this one. I want to align with this version of reality where the world is at peace.
Well, right. So what we're seeing is what? Shootings and political turmoil, like you said. So are we creating that?
Or it's an outpicturing, yes, of the incredible shift that is going on. Now, knowing that it's chaos, it's a breaking down of the old as the new is emerging. So we're watching a process. Do we have to be, in other words, does it have to affect our personal life? No. We can create elegance, ease, magic, wonder, in spite of what's going on around, and people will say, how did you do that? Well, don't you know that there's this and this that would stop you? But it doesn't have to. You can create around that. You keep your resonance high. You keep your intentions clear, your expectations high, and make sure that your beliefs are cleaned up. And I promise you, your realities will start to sparkle. Let me go on here, because this is, you know, this is so important. The higher your resonance, the more beauty, the more wonder, and the more magic you can create.
Okay, I have a question I have to ask you. When you start to feel your resonance lowering, you personally, what do you do to stop the spiral downward and spiral back up?
Well, I have to look at why is my resonance lowering?
Okay.
Where's my attention been? What am I putting attention on? Am I in fear? Am I in judgment? Am I unhappy about something that's happened in my life? Am I giving away my power to that experience without taking responsibility for what I created, forgiving myself, changing, and moving back up to the higher frequency? If you stay there too long, it's much harder to climb out of it. I mean, you may all laugh, but in the morning when I'm getting ready, I turn on Will and Grace. And right after Will and Grace is Frasier. So while I'm in taking my shower and doing all my stuff and my hair and my makeup. Now, I've heard these programs so many times. I know the dialogue. I could actually write the script darn near. But I noticed this morning I was in the shower, and I'm giggling as I'm hearing the dialogue because I know what it's about. All I need are a few words, and so then I'm creating the pictures in my mind and laughing about them. And I thought, no wonder I do this. And I actually read a study that if you watch programs, sitcoms, movies, whatever, that you're familiar with that have a lot of humor, when you've seen it before or even many times, your response in your brain is to take you to a much higher level of frequency of joy because it's reinforcing things you've already experienced. And I thought that was so fascinating. So I've been kind of watching this to see if it really works. And it does. Because that's what I do.
I do that with Seinfeld. That's my go-to.
That's right. You're the Seinfeld person. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're right about that. And even though you know what's coming, you know the next line, and you can quote it, but you just start, your body starts to react in a positive way to it.
Exactly. It's something that gives you joy. We all have different kinds of things that make us laugh. And or that we find humorous. And
music can do that, too, if you're listening to some really amazing music.
And that, absolutely. I'm a big one for laughter. Okay?
Well, you've got a great laugh, Jackie.
Well, I'm a big one because I know that keeps me high. Because I do, you know, I'm in session all day, and, you know, they're with people who have illness and this and that. So it's very important for me to get all the joy I can, to cram it in anywhere. All right, so it really means that the higher your resonance, the more wonderful things you will attract and create, because you attract and align with the resonance that you are in. If I'm in a state of joy, my day, in the morning, my day goes wonderfully. So I'm very careful. Who do I talk to? How do I feel when I talk to them? Is it affecting my resonance? You know, are they in a negative... This is in the morning before I start sessions. So I really have things down in terms of alignment of what I'm willing to do. What gives me joy. Even a moment of it. Doesn't take a lot of it to lift my resonance. Now, after I've had fun and I'm giggling, I can go in and look at the news, what's going on. I can see how things are changing in the world. But it doesn't lower my resonance because I don't judge it. I'm still able to maintain that higher resonance. Now, you cannot align with a higher version of someone that you care about or a situation that you want to create from a low resonance. It won't align. It won't fit. And, you know, you've all noticed...
Square peg, round hole, huh?
Yes, you've all noticed how when you're not in a good mood... Everyone appears to be cranky, and that just puts you in a worse mood. So I've had something I shouldn't have eaten today, and it creates all kinds of crap for me. And the team's been
what
on me
it?
All day about it.
What was it?
It's an organic salad dressing. It doesn't really matter, but it's something I shouldn't have had, and it's so healthy. But, you know, and I love it. I can do it for so long, and then I cross over the line. Okay. How do you get high? Well, how do you get your resonance high? Be in gratitude. Enjoy beauty. Connect with your higher self and guides. Connect with a goddess. There is so much that you can do. What should you avoid? Judging what you see happening around you and on the news. It is so easy to get caught up in the sorrow, and we've seen some really horrible things. You know, in what, the last month?
Yeah.
It's been one after the other, all the school shootings, there's more. Hurricane Sandy. It's just been one thing after the other. I tend not to go there. I go to a different place with these things. Even with 9/11, I was the one everybody called before it was dawn. Even men called me to do what I do because they were afraid it was going to get worse. And this is after, I think, the first building went down. And I had an executive from Chevron Oil call me and said, Jackie, get up and do what you do. The planet's in crisis. And I immediately called my girlfriend, Kathleen. She came over. We were holding light for all the people that were dying, and all the people that were in fear, and going to this beautiful place. And what was interesting is I would not watch the recaps of any of it on television But her husband watched it constantly, and it was so interesting even to walk into their home to feel the resonance of what it did, because the media, unfortunately, feeds it to us, okay, because that's what sells. That's what people want to see. For some reason, they want to relive tragedy. That's really a luxury you don't have right now, because there is going to be tragedy on the planet. We're in a complete shift, but you don't have to experience it in your own personal lives. I'm not saying let them suffer. I'm saying there are many people on this planet that knew with this shift, with this change, that they would leave the planet or experience certain things. God bless them. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Even Lazarus has said there are many that will suffer. But
Jackie, didn't Lazarus say 20 minutes, give it 20 minutes, and then...
That was about feeling sorry for people. And but I would say there was a time when 20 minutes was okay. I would say less than that today. Because what we have going on the planet is so chaotic. You don't have the time or you can't, again, you're going to find that your resonance is going to become critically important to you. I knew one lady that would get in the car and she'd put on heavy metal music and just blow it out. She loved it. It got her high. It made her happy. And, you know, God bless her. I used to giggle at her all the time because she was a middle-aged woman. This was not some young chick. But that's what excited her. That's what got her there. I don't judge that with any... And this is, you know, it's like the article you read. This is the time for us to move into action now. We know where we intend to go. Our goal is to be the bridge to get there, to hold the resonance, to show people that, yes, you can create a beautiful reality in spite of what's going on around you. This is not better than, you know, I'm not saying it from a perspective of better than. God, whatever you do, don't give this to your ego, because it will backfire on you. Don't get caught up in the sorrow. Don't get caught up in the bizarre, terrible things that are happening, the shootings, the political turmoil, what your friends, family, neighbors, children, and lovers are doing, husbands or wives too. Every one of these will lower your resonance. And of course, the other big one is blame. And blame is the worst. Blame is insidious, and blame will weave through everything. And it twists into victim and martyr. And it tethers you to the lowest frequencies. And I can tell you, I went through this experience myself. It took 9 months of meditation. And I worked with all of this information and worked with it and worked with it and worked with it. I was fascinated to see what blame had done with something that happened to me and how it took me into martyr. I'd been there for a while anyway. And to unweave it out of my whole reality. And it took 9 months of meditation, okay? And good work, a lot of processing. It wasn't just meditating and hoping for the best. I mean, it was a lot of work at getting real, real with myself. This is lots of years ago. I am grateful to this day for that work. Humans are built to blame, and it comes with the territory. You start out when you're a child. You will always, you could take a two-year-old. They will blame their brother or sister for whatever happens. It's just built into the system.
Is that a lineage thing, or genetic, or DNA, or just survival?
Shame. It's shame.
Okay.
Rhyme. They're afraid of shame.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Well, shame and blame rhyme. I mean, It is. It's a game. You do. You don't want to be wrong. You learn that right.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Okay? And you don't want to carry the shame that you're going to feel of being caught at doing something wrong. This starts with parents. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starts very young, pre-verbally, with no, what did you do? You know, you dirtied your panties, et cetera, et cetera. So by the time they're conditioned to the point where they are talking, they have learned, get out of it no matter what you can. So you blame the next guy or girl, whatever. But again, this will mess up your resonance, and you will find that it's almost impossible to keep your resonance high because the trigger for the blame will keep coming up in your mind. You're hooked to whoever you're blaming, and it'll replay in your mind over and over and over again, and everything that isn't working in your life will be that person or that incident or that institution's fault. It's a big one. The other one is to stay out of the past and the future. Nothing is solid. The past, you know, we have a variety of pasts. We just don't yet, although you can, have total access to them. We think what we remember of our past is accurate, but I guarantee you, you sit down with people from your past, and I do this all the time, and when they feed you what happened, you look at them and go, what? So the past is not
totally
solid.
Huh? I agree. I remember just having conversations with my mother years ago, and she would say, you know, you don't remember anything, and then she'd say it a few times, and then it occurred to me, and I said to her, I said, I do, but I don't remember what you remember.
There you go.
And
reality is subjective. It's subjective.
Of the past, right.
It,
she goes,
absolutely.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Okay. I'm going to go into, oh.
Yeah, pretty
the most powerful thing for all of you right now is the now moment. Stay out of the future, because the moment you go to the future doesn't mean you don't write intentions, change beliefs, so on and so forth, but you, if you do your intentions every morning, if you speak them, if you've already had them, speak them and then let them go. Don't try to control them. If you're taking care of your resonance, you're going to get there. I mean, Deepak Chopra has been talking about this for 20 years.
Yeah, and Eckhart Tolle is talking about it now, too. So
exactly. So
yeah.
This is not new information, but boy, is it critical now for everybody. Okay, I'm going to go into channel because you have some questions. And Squirrel, if you'll keep track of time to give the team a chance to speak about tonight's subject, because I know they have some things they want to say. They're so funny.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, little girl.
All right. Welcome, everyone. We're laughing at the channel because with all of her good talking, she forgot to talk about time. And what's interesting to us is that she is struggling with this time thing, and because she's got a lot to accomplish, she's moving and trying to figure out what she does with all her sessions and how she coordinates everything and keeps working and so on. And time, of course, is an illusion. Do not become, please, a slave to time. Time is malleable. You will come to a point where you will play with time and have fun with it instead of be bound by it. Literally. All right, handcuffed by it. You are not here on this planet at this time to be controlled by anything. but to create, to move more and more into your mastery. And we know each and every one of you are capable of doing that. We're very excited at that idea. Remember also that you're the bridge, you're the ground crew for what's coming, for the interactions that will be coming. So if you won't do it for you, do it for this exciting time, knowing that in order to connect to the beings that are coming, to be the bridge for them, to be able to help people feel comfortable, it's imperative that you walk on this planet with a sense of dominion. Or else, we promise you, you won't be the ones they'll be talking to. They'll be looking for somebody who walks in dominion so they can relate. All right, Squirrel, you've got questions.
Wait, I have to ask, so does that mean, remember quarantine was going to be lifted?
It is lifted.
It is. Ta-da! Yay!
All right.
Okay. Yes, we have some questions tonight, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time for editing some of this just because of time constraints. So our first question comes from Aisha, and she says, hello, I have been in touch with Jackie the past few days since I found the ethealing.com website. I'm really enjoying the radio shows. There is a lot that I can relate to, particularly issues of lineage and female rage. I really do struggle with my Jewish heritage, even though Judaism itself has come to fill a huge gap in my process of self-realization. The question I would like to ask is about physical health and how it relates to the spiritual. She puts in parentheses, is this the right word? Work that you offer. I feel somewhat disconnected from my body, and I haven't had a good relationship with it for as long as I can remember. Specifically, in the past 4 years or so, it really does feel like I'm being tortured by my own body. There seems to be something missing from my understanding of physical health and how to maintain it. I have diligently pursued allopathic and naturopathic advice with a little bit of success at times, but the treatments I have been through so far have backfired in unpleasant ways, and they feel incomplete in a very overwhelming way. I find the knowledge about healing, nutrition, exercise, etc., that I have been trying to acquire and practice to be very contradictory and hard to follow. I did contemplate suicide at one point, though I knew I could never actually do it, as a way of freeing myself from this body that is so difficult for me to deal with. I have recently come to understand that I have mineral imbalances and hormonal imbalances that apparently cannot be dealt with in a straightforward manner as far as the information I have from experienced practitioners. What is your understanding of mineral and hormonal imbalances? How can I better address those issues in order to heal my relationship with my physical body? I have experienced relief before, and I look forward to experience relief in a more sustainable, wise way. Thank you very much for all the healing you have given us so far.
All right. Now, Aisha, you and the channel have dialogued back and forth with email and a phone conversation. So we are aware, she asked us to go visit you, which we did. Now, here's what we're going to say. Now, for those of you listening, we're going to try to help this information to touch all of you in some way. All right, Aisha. You have several things going on at the same time. One is you have Jewish lineage. And Jewish lineage, you all have lineage. Jewish lineage is difficult, all right, in that the Jewish people suffered such persecution on the planet. So there's a lot of sorrow, a lot of victim, a lot of martyr, a lot of loss of power. All right. The victimization, of course, being blamed. And please know that long before the Holocaust, the Jewish people have been tortured and terrible things done to them. Now, we talk all the time about power retrievals and the importance of these, that we're going all the way back to the beginning of the lineage of the parent that we work with. And in your case, it would have to be both parents. Your physical issues, all right, and some of this was in dialogue between Aisa and the channel. She also has an issue with cortisol levels that raise during the night. All right, cortisol is stress related to the adrenals. It will affect the adrenals and all hormonal systems and throw everything out of balance. The minerals, now this actually is a lineage issue and can be corrected. We would say go ahead and do whatever your homeopath is recommending. However, there is another factor here, and that factor relates to the detainment, or some people call it abduction experience. And this is the reason that your relationship with your body has been so disassociated. You've had dreams. Now, the channel wrote a letter, a note to her, and said, have you had dreams, recurring dreams? Tell us about your dreams, so on and so forth. And she got this immediately after speaking with her. And of course, the answer that came back filled in the gaps. So in addition to the Jewish lineage, and this is actually a wonderful thing. This is not a terrible thing. It can be incredibly stressful when you don't understand it. And you cannot understand the way your body is responding. Because the body experiences fear, the emotional body experiences fear because it doesn't know what to do with these experiences. Now, the intent is not to frighten you, the intent is not to hurt you. And for all of you that have had these experiences, you agreed to them prior to coming to Earth. All right? Literally agreed. Contractually agreed. And from the other side of the veil, we're happy to do so. Nobody twisted your arm. From these experiences, of course, are created, in some cases, other races, hybrid races, hybridizations, beautiful things that are expanding the human seed. And also creating hybrid races, one in particular that will interact with Earth, be the first contact on Earth. Now, that doesn't mean that some of you may not have contacts with other beings, but from the overall, that will be first contact. So, Aisa, we would say to you, we do a beautiful abduction session. During that session, there's no fear, nothing to be afraid of. The point of it is to unravel because your memories are screened. In your case, you're having bleed-throughs. Now, in a way, that's intentional at this timing on the planet for people to begin to remember bits and pieces and parts. You've done it for a long time. You've not been able to put it together. It is crazy-making, as one therapist said. People who have these experiences are not crazy, but can become crazy as a result of them. We are here to help you to experience and understand what they're about in a very loving way, so that the fear can dissolve, so that the body can respond differently, so that your hormones and your cortisol levels can balance out, and then your body can release mineral buildups, etc., etc. No one comes to ET healing unless they're led there. And you're led there by your higher self, and in some cases, your hybrid children, your star families. And the reason that you are is so that we can help you to come to terms with it, to have fun with it, to enjoy it, to move out of the fear, to heal, so that you can embrace it in a different way. And certainly heal your physical body. Have relationships in a different way and not want to kill yourself. That's not the goal. You are loved. There's never an intention, and we mean this sincerely, to hurt you. That was never the intention. The races that are interacting in some cases are what you would call creator races. Some of them are humans from a parallel timeline who look different, who can pop in and out of the dimensional realities. But they are here to help. Ultimately, they are here to help. And Aisa, this is your time to get help and to move back into wholeness and a better relationship, because unfortunately what you've done is disassociate from your body, and you've almost come to hate it because you felt betrayed by it and by the experiences that can have sexual overtones, and this is only the translation of the experiences from another dimension back into third dimension. But they really aren't sexual per se. At any rate, our future work with you, we hope, will be in session so that we can help you more directly and more personally. We thank you for sending your lovely note. We hope this has helped you. All right. Squirrel, any comments?
I have another question.
All right. Did you have comments on the last one or any questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, what you said makes a lot of sense, and trying, I think that it, often one can try to disassociate their emotional body from their physical body, but the physical body is very often going to express what's going on in the emotional body.
Absolutely.
And that's
always
kind of what I'm picking up as to what you're saying here.
We're going to put it in a different way for you.
Okay.
Because people don't remember necessarily, most people don't remember the experience.
Mm-hmm.
They have all of this physical trauma that they don't understand. That's sitting in the emotional body, but they don't have access to it through memory. Third dimensional linear memory. That's what creates the disassociation. Then the body responds, okay, by becoming out of balance. Not everyone, but many people get out of balance because of their fear responses, which then puts the body into shock. The key, of course, was the raised cortisol levels at night, and of course other things she was talking about, not in this note, but in another one. So, and it can definitely impact hormonal levels. And of course, you all know, once the hormones are off, everything is off. Okay. Let's get on.
So is there some sort of disadvantage to not remembering, and yet it seems like not remembering was done to protect us? It seems like another paradox.
Oh. All right. In a way, it's a paradox. And in a way, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Over time now, many more, we said this earlier, many more people are having bleed-through memories. Even those that are no longer having experiences. Because it's time for people to remember. So that they can seek help. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
I do.
And the original plan was to screen memories so people would not remember. That was the idea. What they didn't plan on is the emotional trauma and how it would affect the emotional body, because per se they do not have the same emotional body that you do. So in a way it's a foreign thing for them. They want to incorporate more emotion back into their systems. Humans are honored in many ways. In some ways you're primitive, but in your capacity to love is extraordinary and honored throughout the universe. All right. Let's get on to the next one.
Okay. This question comes from Yolanda. And my dear team, I have been dreaming. I have seen in my dreams that I am going to experience what you call a download very soon, where I will begin to remember certain things about who I am and where I came from. Will I make that connection once again, and is it coming to me? Will I really experience a remembrance not only of who I am, but everything that I have been? When I wake up, I have that feeling of that intenseness and that sense of oneness and love and, yes, that bliss. I also get this feeling from my dream that I'm not here nor there. What does that mean? I have been feeling this energy that runs through my body and that runs from the side of my face to the top of my head. Do you see, let's see, hold on. Sorry, I have to edit this a little bit. I want to know if my life is going in the right direction. Am I getting stronger? Is my energy getting better? Because I feel this scene of love in me, but at times I feel very emotional, that I feel like crying. Is that a good thing or not? With all my love and gratitude, Yolanda.
Okay, Yolanda, dear one. Yes, you're getting downloads. All of you are. And yes, the time will come when you will be able to access many other lifetimes. It's not going to be tomorrow. But it will come in as you are ready. As you are ready. Okay? So the energies that you're feeling running through you are clearing a lot of the old debris. Now, we've been working on power retrieval with Yolanda. And Yolanda's lineage is Hispanic, and the Hispanic people have suffered a lot of struggle. So that's very dense, all right? Tremendous loss of empowerment. So Yolanda, yes, the energy that runs through you is beautiful. It is clearing a lot of past lifetimes, of other things, and this is the reason that you will become emotional at times. As the release happens, the emotions flow. You don't know what to associate the emotions to. You're also having the emotions because in the dream time you are experiencing higher versions of reality, and you love them so much it's difficult for you to come back into physicality when you awaken. We understand this. There's a sense of sorrow of leaving it all. Embrace what you're feeling. Trust what you're feeling. be in the now moment, all right, with it. And know that there is no question you're going in the right direction. How could it be any other way? If you're looking to become more, to heal all the things that hold you back, all the beliefs, all the limitations, all the connections to lineage and what comes through it and with it, then of course, so good for you. Good for you. Will you at some point connect with your star families and be conscious of it? Yes. Of course you will. You all will. This isn't true just for Yolanda. It's true for all of you. It's the wondrous part that you all have to look forward to. Please do remember that the reason, in most cases, that it's not that strong, especially for you older people. When we say older, we're not talking over the hill here. Is that too many of you would want to go home. All right?
Hmm.
It would be too painful to make those connections when you're not happy with your life. And then your level of dissatisfaction with your human life would override all the good that you could do here, all the growth that you could do. That's interference. And therefore, your star families will not interfere until you have reached a level where you are at peace with your lives, in joy with your lives. Then, and only then, can you connect and be filled with joy about it and embrace the idea of being a bridge. Not wanting to run home. All right, we understand. But you are home, everyone. You're on Earth. This is the home you've chosen for now. Are you having other experiences in other places? Of course you are. But the aspect of you that is here is home, and we hope you make it your home. Running away at this timing, instead of using all of your gifts to experience an ecstatic life, you would feel terrible. You would be very sad that you missed this opportunity that has never happened before. We've said this over and over again. This way, anywhere, any when, you would be sad. So know that when it's time, it will happen. And in many ways, it's going to happen in increments. Let's see if they can handle this much. Again, not like a guinea pig, but by beings that love you so much, they would not take away from you the opportunity to make changes and to grow in ways that you have no clue at this time. When your lifetime is over here, you will look back as this being one of the greatest adventures ever. Ever. And oh, you'll relive it many times and other experiences in the multiverse talking about what you accomplished on Earth. We promise you. Now, how are we on time?
We have about 4 more minutes.
All right.
Could I just say one thing?
Yes, yes.
Thanks. Well, so now this sounds like another paradox. It's our frustrations with what we're experiencing maybe make some of us older ones want to leave the planet. So that's not an option. And then we think, okay, great, I'll raise my frequency, right? Because that's what happens. Your frequency gets lower when you start to have those thoughts.
That's right.
And to raise your frequency, And then you have a greater connection to the other side, and then you're happy to be here.
You have a greater connection not only with the other side, but with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you will experience a higher version of the people you encounter. And it will make life more joyful. And that need to run away, all right, to go home, as so many of you feel, will dissipate because you'll get caught up in the excitement. You see, you've come here to move into mastery. Do you really want to exit before you've done it? And where are you going to go from here? Because you won't stay in your home. You're going to want to go out and explore again. So where are you going to move into mastery next? You see, you're going to go to another planet and be incarnated there with different challenges and things? Or are you going to enjoy the beauty of Earth, the paradoxes of Earth, the magnificence of nature on planet Earth, and the fact that Earth is finally going to become a part, an aware part of the multiverse? We would recommend that you treasure every moment of your life experience. And as you do, your life will get better. We'd like to work with all of you tonight, if you are willing. We're going to work with you on resonance and joy. Resonance and joy. And we, when you call us in tonight, if you choose to work with us, dear team, I want to raise my resonance and experience joy. I'm ready. And I want to have that feeling when I wake up in the morning, of being happy, of something having changed, of me being more aware, having more hope. We love all of you beyond what you can any of you imagine. As time goes on, you'll become more and more of just how aware of how much we do love you. How much we honor your journey. Squirrel, we thank you so much for your contribution for the radio show.
Thank you for making all of this so much easier for me, and I'm sure many of our listeners feel the same way. They feel very blessed.
Oh, it's our joy. It's our joy. Remember, we learn as well, and it is a thrill to see what all of you are doing. Until we speak with each and every one of you again, our unconditional love to all of you, and know that you're far more powerful than you imagine. Keep your resonance up, whatever it takes. Namaste, dear.
Namaste.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you,
It's really a joy to, and Squirrel, I thank you so much. It's such a joy to work with you.
Ditto, my friend.
Thank you, everyone who sends in questions. The team loves to work with them, as you can tell. They really do. They have incredible patience. They have taught me patience.
Me too.
So, have a wonderful week. Stay happy in any way that you can.
Love to all. Good night, everyone.
Good night.